In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, in this Sunday's Gospel, we read that two men, one a Pharisee and the other a publican, went to the temple. Instead of bowing down to beg God to assist him by his graces, the Pharisee said, "I thank thee, O Lord, that I am not as the rest of men, who are sinners." But the publican, filled with sentiments of humility, cried out, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Now, St. Luke tells us that this publican returned to his house, his home, justified, and that the Pharisee went home as guilty and as proud as when he had first entered the temple. From this, beloved brethren, you may infer how pleasing to God and how necessary for us are our humble petitions to obtain from the Lord all the graces which we need for our salvation. In the sermon, I will attempt to show, therefore, the efficacy of prayer and the necessity of prayer. To understand the efficacy, how very effective is the value of our prayers, we need only consider the great promises which God has made to everyone who prays. In the Psalms, "Call upon me, and I will deliver thee," the words of God himself. And again, "Call upon me, and I will save you from every danger." Or, "He shall cry to me, I will hear him." And finally, from the prophet Jeremiah, "Cry to me, and I will hear thee." And in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 7, our Lord affirms, "You shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. Ask whatsoever you wish, and it shall be given to you." There are 1,000 similar passages in the Old and New Testaments. By his nature, God is, as St. Leo says, goodness itself, and therefore he desires, with a great desire, an infinite desire, to make us partakers of his own good. Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi used to say that when a soul prays to God for any grace, God feels in a certain manner under an obligation to this soul and thanks this soul, because by prayer the soul opens to him a way of satisfying his desire to dispense his graces to us. Hence, in the Holy Scriptures, the Lord appears to recommend and inculcate to us nothing more forcibly than to ask and to pray. To show this, the words which we read in the 7th chapter of St. Matthew are enough. "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you." St. Augustine teaches that by these promises, God has bound himself to grant all that we ask in prayer. By his promises, he has made himself a debtor. St. Augustine, in his commentary, De Verbum Domini. And in his 5th sermon, the saint says that if the Lord did not wish to bestow his graces upon us, he would not exhort us so strenuously to ask them. He would not exhort us to ask unless he wished to give. Hence we see that the Psalms of David and the books of Solomon and of the prophets are full of prayers. The great Theodoret has written that prayer is so efficacious before God that though it be one, it can do all things. Saint Bernard teaches that when we pray, the Lord, if he does not give the grace we ask, will grant us an even more useful gift. He will either give what we ask or what he knows to be more profitable to us. And whom has God, when asked for aid, ever despised by not listening to his prayer? Who hath called upon him and he despised him? The Book of Wisdom, chapter 2, verse 12. The scripture says that among the nations, there is none among the gods so willing to hear our prayers as our one true God. Neither is there any other nation so great that hath gods so near to them as our God is present to all our petitions. The Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 7. The princes of this earth, says St. John Chrysostom, give audience only to a few, a select number. But God grants this audience to everyone who asks for it. David tells us that this goodness of God in hearing us at whatever time we pray to him shows us that he is the true God, the only God, whose love for us surpasses the love of all others. In what day soever I shall call upon thee, behold, I know thou art my God. Psalm 40, verse 10. He wishes and ardently desires to confer favors upon us, but he requires us to ask for them. Remember that Jesus Christ said one day to his disciples, "Hitherto you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." John chapter 16, verse 24. As if he said, "You complain of me for not making you perfectly content, but you ought to complain of yourselves for not having asked of me all the gifts you stood in need of. Ask henceforth whatsoever you want, and your prayer shall be heard." Many, says St. Bernard, complain that the Lord is wanting to them. But God complains with more justice that they are wanting to him by neglecting to ask him for his graces. The ancient fathers of the church, after having consulted together about the exercise most conducive to salvation, came to the conclusion that the best means of securing eternal life is to pray continually, saying, "Lord, assist me. Lord, hasten to my assistance." Or, "Incline unto my aid, God. Lord, make haste to help me." Hence, Holy Mother Church recommends these two petitions be often repeated in the canonical hours by all clergy and religious who pray not only for themselves, but also for the whole Christian world. St. John Climacus says that our prayers, as it were, compel God by a holy violence to hear us. Prayer piously does violence to prayers, as it were, compel God by a holy violence to hear us. Prayer piously does violence to God. Hence, when we pray to the Lord, he instantly answers by bestowing upon us the grace we ask. At the voice of the cry, as soon as he shall hear, he will answer me, the prophet Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 19. And St. Ambrose writes that he who asks of God receives even while he is asking, before he's finished uttering his prayer. And he not only grants this grace instantly, but also abundantly, giving us more than we pray for. St. Paul tells us that God is rich, he is generous and overflowing of his graces to everyone that prays to him. He is rich unto all that call upon him. Romans chapter 10, verse 12. And St. James writes, "If any of you want wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men abundantly, and upbraideth not." He upbraideth not. When we pray to him, he does not reproach us with the insults we have offered him, but he appears to forget all the injuries we have done him and to delight in enriching us with his graces. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.